Welcome to this audio presentation of Guide Dogs Diversity, Equity and Inclusion Strategy 2022. And to introduce the strategy, here's Tom Wright, Guide Dogs CEO.
I am delighted to introduce the first Guide Dogs Diversity, Equity and Inclusion Strategy, known as DE&I. Now, this isn't just my strategy, it's a strategy for everyone. I'm proud that we have co-produced this document with members of our staff, the networks and their allies. We've asked staff from across the organisation about their experiences and what is important to them as we set out the diversity, equity, inclusion roadmap for the next 3 years. Now, I fully endorse this strategy, and as a leader, I'm looking to build an inclusive culture with a strong sense of belonging and togetherness. Our executive board will model the behaviours that will ensure we're an inclusive environment for everyone, regardless of our backgrounds or differences. I'm optimistic for our future and want to inspire and feel inspired by others in the organisation. We are committed to learning about different life experiences and the challenges and barriers people face. Now, over the last 2 years, we have come a long way on our journey. However, we still have much to do. We will hold ourselves to account for achieving this strategy by creating an inclusion forum, which I will chair, and which will be an expert panel who will act as a place to check our progress. The values and principles of inclusion and belonging will underpin all our other activities. And to be transparent, the forum will produce an annual DEI report, which will articulate our progress against this strategy. For my part, I will continue to empower and challenge. And above all, we will support our diverse communities to ensure they're able to thrive. I actually encourage everyone to understand their part in delivering the strategy and to play their part in making it happen.
Our vision. Our strategy is split into four main areas or pillars. Together, these pillars help us achieve our vision of a diverse, inclusive, and equitable guide dogs where employees feel they belong. Because we recognize people work better when they work together, we aim to stop working in silos. We will work to strengthen our roots of engagement and data integrity in relation to our volunteers, which will enable us to broaden the scope of the strategy in the future. Pillar one, becoming the gold standard employer for people who are vision impaired, Guide Dogs recognizes the value of staff who are vision impaired in shaping the organization. Crucially, we recognize that their experience of working here hasn't always been positive. We recognize our built and digital environments, processes, and culture has and can be disabling. However, we will build on the solid work of 2021 and 2022 to continue to strive towards being a gold standard employer. So, we will ensure that accessibility is embedded from the outset in all our built and digital environments, processes, and culture. Ensure that our staff who are vision impaired are empowered to thrive in their roles and are supported to achieve their aspirations. Ensure that our staff who are vision impaired are provided with the equipment they need to excel in their role within a reasonable time frame. Ensure our colleagues who are not affected by vision impairment understand the impact their behavior can have on their colleagues who are. We will equip them by raising awareness to ensure they always consider the intent and impact of their actions. Develop a dedicated vision impairment awareness training session to be compulsory for all staff with biannual refresher training.
Pillar two, being inspired by difference. A diverse organisation has a richness of thoughts and ideas which allows us to be our best selves. It gives us diversity of perspective, lived experience, and better problem-solving skills. It also ensures that everyone can see themselves meaningfully represented at Guide Dogs. To respect difference, we will support our managers to develop a consistent and equitable application of our policies. We'll remove their uncertainty or concern by equipping them with the knowledge and confidence to act fairly. Review and refresh our unconscious bias training to ensure it's fit for purpose. Celebrate the range of lived experiences our colleagues and volunteers bring to Guide Dogs by ensuring unrepresented and often excluded voices are amplified. Tell the stories of our people more powerfully so that we normalise difficult conversations and break down stigmas. Create diverse collateral that speaks to the people we are trying to reach while rejecting tokenism and virtue signalling. Pillar three. Levelling the playing field. Being equitable ensures that everyone gets what they need in order to thrive at Guide Dogs. This is a step forward from equality, where everyone gets the same regardless of whether it is enough for them. We will achieve this by developing mechanisms to eliminate bias from the recruitment process, reviewing the route to progression for those from minority communities, identifying and mitigating barriers to progression to ensure that there is a fairness of approach to everyone, regardless of background. Developing a meaningful reverse mentoring program which allows all participants to benefit. Ensuring we are transparent, open and honest about our current position. We will do this by publishing an annual diversity report and reporting our pay gap analysis findings on the portal for gender, ethnicity, and disability. We will include a specific diversity, equity, and inclusion section in our annual staff engagement survey.
Pillar four, building a culture of belonging. At Guide Dogs, we want everyone to feel like they belong. We want to create a strong sense of togetherness, where although people may not share life experiences, they're always respectful of the journey of others. We will create a range of tools to help colleagues to achieve this consistently across the whole organisation, such as developing a baby loss, IVF, time to conceive policy, developing a range of resources and a robust policy on menopause, building on our parental leave policies to ensure all families are supported equitably, particularly at times of difficulty and challenge, such as bereavement or divorce. Adopting a trans inclusion policy. Developing a cognitive decline policy to ensure we are able to appropriately support people who may experience early onset conditions such as dementia. Continuing to roll out our allyship programme. Continuing to support and grow our staff networks, including the development of a new carers network. Introducing volunteer networks. And growing our cultural competence by investing in training, mentoring, and educational resources for all of our people. Our commitments. This strategy sets out our roadmap for diversity, equity, and inclusion for the next 3 years. As this is our first strategy of this kind, it focuses on our employees. Our employees need to be representative of the people we wish to serve, culturally competent, and welcoming to all communities. Our behaviours. We are proud that our diversity, equity and inclusion work embodies our people behaviours. Through this strategy, we demonstrate our commitment to these behaviours, and in particular, we seek to empower all of our staff to lead by example, to help us achieve these strategic aims and make Guide Dogs a welcoming, supportive organisation for everyone. To help us get there, we set out some high-level commitments which will underpin all our activities over the term of this strategy. They are impact and intent. We will recognise that good intent is not enough if the impact of our actions causes harm or disadvantage. Accessibility and VI. we will get it right for our colleagues who are vision impaired. Leading by example. We will have leaders who are able to effectively model inclusive behaviours and deliver the equitable actions needed for this strategy to succeed. Being culturally competent. We will partner with a range of stakeholders who can support us on our journey towards being more culturally competent. And continuous improvement. We recognise this strategy as a beginning, not the full journey. We will commit to continuous improvement, growing our activities as we go to ensure we remain relevant.
I started going to the Disability Network at the end of 2021, and I enjoy hearing from the guest speakers on different topics such as recruitment, accessibility, and technology. It is great to hear from people across Guide Dogs and learn more about how we support each other. I also joined the Neurodiversity Group at the start of 2022, and I am so grateful for the group. It is a place where people can have real, honest conversations or just listen to others as they share their stories. I feel more engaged and confident being part of both these groups, and I am excited to see where the DEI strategy takes us.
The journey so far. Recently, we've taken big steps towards becoming a more inclusive and equitable organisation. Over the last 2 years, we've focused on putting foundations in place to help us reach this goal. We have delivered cultural awareness training for our staff and volunteers, including race and ethnicity, allyship, neurodiversity, and disability awareness. Created staff networks run by staff for staff. They include Proud at Guide Dogs, Beyond Bias, Disability Network, Women's Group, and Men's Group. Listened to our colleagues with vision impairments and made many of the changes they needed. This includes the recruitment of an access to work coordinator, the creation of 2 new assistive technology roles, recruitment of a head of accessibility, compulsory training for everyone on creating accessible documents, and a review of our recruitment processes.
I find the group an encouraging safe space where I can be open about how I am feeling and where a listening ear can often make all the difference. We are a non-judgmental and supportive group where it is great to be able to listen to and empathise with others in confidence. Sometimes sharing similar experiences can be empowering, and I would recommend anyone join who is looking for or is able to give support and encouragement.
What do we mean by diversity, equity, and inclusion? Diversity, equity, and inclusion are not only the right thing to do, they are also important to our success as an organisation. We want everyone to be able to bring their whole self to Guide Dogs. Because of our core DEI principles, help us to ensure that the organisation is multidimensional, rich in different values and life experiences. This will help us make better problem solvers and give us a wider audience for recruiting staff and volunteers. It also makes us more credible and relevant to people who are vision impaired in minority communities. We're here to help people who are vision impaired live the life they choose, so we must ensure our staff and volunteers are also representative of the people who benefit from our services. This gives our service users confidence that we understand their journey and are culturally competent. Diversity. Diversity means understanding that each individual is unique and that we value and recognise the differences between us. Both the Equality Act 2010 and Section 75 of the Northern Ireland Act 1998 provide protection to minority communities. And when we talk about minority communities, we group them like this: race, sex, age, disability, marriage and civil partnership, gender reassignment, pregnancy and maternity, sexual orientation, religious belief, and political opinion. Equity. When we treat everyone equally, we treat everyone the same. When we treat everyone equitably, we are person-centred and focus on their individual needs. In a diverse organisation, differences inevitably exist. For everyone to be the best version of themselves, we need to be confident in our response to their needs. And we need to support them to bring their whole self to their engagement with us. This could mean anything from making adaptations to our buildings, offering assistive technology, or giving people a protected lunchtime to enable the religious observance. Inclusion. Inclusion means that everyone who comes to work, volunteers, or receives a service from us can feel comfortable and confident to be fully themselves. By working in a way that has inclusion as its core, we reduce the number of reasonable adjustments we need to make. This not only makes good sense, but it also reduces duplication and makes us more efficient. By being inclusive, we will create an environment where everyone feels they belong. We can only work inclusively once we recognize those differences among us, understand the role unconscious bias plays on our thoughts and decision making, and put systems in place to mitigate against prejudice, conscious or otherwise.
Diversity is being asked to the disco, inclusion is being asked to dance.
Building a culture of togetherness and belonging. We want everyone involved with Guide Dogs to be themselves, their whole selves, without fear of judgment, discrimination, or prejudice. For us to be successful in our efforts to help people who are vision impaired live the life they choose, we need to ensure that everyone feels like they belong. And to be exceptional, we need to ensure that we are transparent, honest, and accountable. We recognize that people do not fit into boxes, and we are committed to developing this strategy through an intersectional lens. This will ensure we respect value and consider all aspects of people's identity. The biggest positive impact we can make will stem from embedding inclusion and belonging into the culture of the whole organization. We aim to embed these values in such a way that they permeate all decision-making, strategy development, policies, and behaviors. So we will refresh our recruitment and onboarding processes to reflect gold standards for inclusion, continue to build on the inclusive communities that our staff networks provide space for, equip our managers and leaders with the knowledge and resources to be inclusive, make inclusion central to all we do, including our leadership, decision-making, and most importantly, our behaviors, improve inclusivity and accessibility of our built and digital environments.
I've always believed that anything is possible. However, I was in several situations where the outcome of my destiny depended on inclusion and the principles of fairness. This has not always been the case, and so I decided to be the best version of myself and actively change the system so that others like me do not have to believe their worth is based on a prejudgment or the inequality they face. I am the best version of myself today, and I will continue to grow. But while doing so, I want to take others along with me so that they can be the best version of themselves. It is for this reason that I am a part of the networks at Guide Dogs and continue to actively influence perceptions wherever I can.
Shaping our strategy. This strategy is co-produced by everyone who has an interest in its key aims. Produce the strategy, we held consultations with staff networks, people with lived experience of a minority community, senior leaders, trustees. Participants told us what really matters to them, and here's what they said. We would like you to stop assuming we know what people want, making me feel like I have to come out all the time, making me feel like it's a lottery whether I can work flexibly to support my family. We would like you to start being equitable and person-centered, making sure flexible benefits are relevant to everyone, making it easier for me to bring my whole self to work, measuring the extent to which inclusion is embedded in business as usual, creating powerful role models who are visible throughout the organization. We would like you to continue to support staff networks which create a safe place for allyship and advocacy, to focus on what my strengths are and what I can do, which is far more important than what I can't, to strive to be more diverse. We need more people like me working at Guide Dogs.
Devolved Nations. Guide Dogs delivers life-changing services across England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. This is a strategy for everyone, and our principles are the same across the four nations. However, we recognise there are some cultural and legal differences to the way we conduct our business in the devolved nations. We are delighted to have leaders in the devolved nations who model the behaviours specific to the country of their work. We are committed to having the leaders of activities in each of the devolved nations on our inclusion forum to ensure that our DEI work is relevant and credible to all the countries in which we operate.
Guide Dogs and Diversity. Our diversity is low. Guide Dogs is, like many UK charities, a female-dominated organisation made up of people who are in the main white British. To address our diversity deficit, we first need to understand the extent. We examined our existing HR data, which was correct on the 25th of April 2022, and found the following. Gender. Our overall general population is 81.5% women and 18.5% men. Of those, our managers, 73% are women and 27% are men. And our senior managers, 66.7% are women and 33.3% are men. Sexual orientation. Bisexual is 1.56%, gay or lesbian, 2.4%, heterosexual, 70.66%, other, 0.24%, prefer not to answer is 6.71%, prefer to self-describe is 0.12%, and 18.31% did not respond. For ethnicity, 1.02% are Asian or Asian British, 0.3% are Black or Black British, 1.26% are mixed dual heritage, 0.12% are other ethnic group, 86.1% are white or white British, and 10.48% chose not to respond. Disability. All disabilities, 8.56% of our entire staff population have declared a disability. 2.57% of our entire staff have declared a visual impairment. Religion. Of all of our staff, 6.29% are agnostic, 5.87% follow atheism, 0.18% Buddhism, 1.08% Catholic, 31.32% Christianity of any denomination, 0.36% follow Hinduism, 0.06% follow the Islamic faith, 0.3% follow the Judaism faith, 1.26% follow the other, 0.24% paganism, 5.69% prefer not to say, 0.54% Protestant, 0.36% are Sikhism, 0.12% Taoism, 30.06% do not follow any religion or belief, and 16.11% chose not to respond. Our pay gap analysis, as at the 24th of March 2022. In addition to our demographic data, we have also undertaken pay gap analysis for not only gender, but also ethnicity and disability. For gender, we have a mean of 13% and a median of 9.67%. For ethnicity, we have a mean of 3.49% and a median of negative 3.04%. For disability, we have a mean of negative 1.92% and a median of minus 3.72%. The gender pay gap is the difference in the average hourly wage of all men and women across a workforce. At Guide Dogs, our gender pay gap is 13%, which is 5.1 percentage points higher than the national average of 7.9% as at 2021 reporting. We've seen a slow but steady improvement in the gender pay gap over the last 3 years. Our gender pay gap can be explained by the large population of women employed in our lower paid roles. This is a situation that is not unique to Guide Dogs and is common across the charity sector. We are confident that our pay structure is fair and equitable, and we scrutinise our pay reviews for evidence of unconscious bias. Equally, we are confident that we have robust processes in place to prevent bias in our recruitment of new employees. Our Board of Trustees and Executive Directors are gender balanced. Our senior leadership team is made up of 27 women and 13 men. In terms of ethnicity and disability, we are showing a positive pay gap in both cases for median pay. This is because the sample sizes are so small and the number of roles held by senior staff from these communities is relatively high. It is important to undertake the analysis so that we are aware of our position and can continue to track any trend as we work to increase the diversity of our workforce.
I'm very proud to have this diversity, equity and inclusion strategy now in place. Guide Dogs is an organisation steeped in over 90 years of history and is a well-loved national institution. However, we are also an employer, a provider of services and a recipient of public money, and it's hugely important that we are open, honest and equitable. It makes good sense for the organisation to be a diverse and inclusive employer and for us to have a strong sense of a belonging among our workforce. We are better together. I share Tom's ambition for the organisation, and I'm delighted that he has made such a bold and determined statement and will chair the Inclusion Forum himself. Along with my executive director colleagues, I fully endorse his sentiments and understand the part I have to play in making this strategy a reality. I commit to being a powerful ally, effective role model, and trusted advocate to all those from a minority community who work or volunteer at Guide Dogs.
Common phrases you may hear. Accessibility. Accessibility refers to how usable a service, environment, or product is. If something is accessible, it means there are no barriers which hinder certain groups' participation. At Guide Dogs, we often talk about accessibility from a vision impaired or disability perspective due to our purpose. Allyship. Allyship is standing with a person, a group of people, or a cause which you don't personally have a lived experience of. It's saying, I stand with you and support you, even though I will never personally understand how it feels to go through this. It's using your place, privilege, and power to step aside and give the spotlight to someone else. The best ally is one who fully recognizes the limits of their own agency. Anti-racism. In today's society, racism is structurally inherent and therefore it is no longer enough simply to not be racist. Anti-racism is the practice of having active allyship to ethnically diverse communities and opposing racist ideals, behaviours and structures. Anti-racism is a term which has grown in relevance since the summer of 2020. BAME. BAME is an acronym which stands for Black, Asian and Minority Ethnic. Recently, there has been a lot of criticism around this term, as it reduces so many distinct, vibrant communities into one homogeneous group. This fails to acknowledge the wide differences in culture and identity across these communities. We do not use this term in this strategy, but you may have come across it in other discussions relating to DEI. Other terms which can be used include ethnically diverse communities or racialized communities. Cultural competence. Cultural competence refers to having a level of understanding of a culture in order to interact with members of its community appropriately, equitably, and respectfully. Deaf. The word deaf is used to describe anyone who has a severe hearing problem. Sometimes it is used to refer to people who are hard of hearing too. Deaf with a capital D describes people who have been deaf all of their lives or prelingually, before they learnt to speak. This means that their first language tends to be sign language, and English is a second language. Deaf people identify as culturally deaf, meaning they view their deafness as an identity and not a disability. In the UK, we use British Sign Language, often shortened to BSL. Emotional labour. Emotional labour is a term used to describe the emotional work people from minority communities are often asked insensitively to do in order to benefit or educate people with privilege. For example, being asked as the only non-binary staff member to tell your story repeatedly for different senior leaders who are not willing to seek out their own education. Intersectional. We use the term intersectional to describe the areas in which different aspects of identity cross over to impact experience. For example, a 75-year-old with vision impairment might experience both ageism and ableism when trying to access a digital service. LGBTQI+. LGBTQI+ is an acronym which stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, queer slash questioning, intersex, and plus for all other identities in the spectrum. If you are unsure of any of these terms, you may find it useful to visit Stonewall's glossary of terms. Power. Power lies where influence meets visibility. When we talk about power, we refer to the ability someone has to direct, influence, and be heard without hindrance. Privilege. When we talk about privilege, we are referring to the advantages afforded to us by aspects of our identity in certain contexts. For example, in a building where all the rooms are labelled with written text signs, if you do not have a vision impairment, you have the privilege of being able to navigate easily without assistance. Systematic oppression. Systematic oppression refers to the barriers and stigmas which are inherently built into our systems which disadvantage certain communities. Vision impaired. Vision impaired is an umbrella term used to describe people with no, little, or deteriorating vision. Some other terms used include blind, partially sighted, and sight loss. Neurodiverse. Neurodiversity is a term which describes the different ways in which people's brains work. There is no such thing as a normal brain, and it is important we acknowledge the different ways in which people process things. Some conditions which come under the neurodiversity banner include dyslexia, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and autism spectrum disorder, ASD.
Taking part and contributing to this audio presentation of Guide Dogs Diversity, Equity and Inclusion Strategy 2022 are Tom Wright, Robert Jordan, Ruth Evans, Amy McGurr, Pippa Bolton, Andrew Murdoch, Carl Freeman, Dan Scholes, Eileen Bradley, Giri Gopalan, Karishma Shah, Beverly Hopkins, Catherine Ward, and Gerard McGovern. The strategy was written by Guide Dogs Diversity, Equity and Inclusion team, and this audio presentation was produced and edited by John Wellsman.
Guide Dogs.